KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports, the Audubon Wheelers are prepping for the 8-man state football championship game tomorrow morning against Don Bosco. A public send-off for the team will be held following classes this afternoon, and the public is encouraged to come out and support the team at that time as well. The charter bus will be guided down Stadium Drive to Albert the Bull Park, and then toward the elementary school to the square and down Main Street, and then back out to Highway 71 to head up to the Dome. The Wheelers will meet the Dons for the title tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, and you can catch it right here on the radio. If you can't make it there in person, join us live. Chris Parks and CAM head coach Joe Woolham, who's played the Wheelers twice this year. He'll have a pretty good idea of what's going on there and help out Chris with the broadcast tomorrow. We'll get it started at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning with our pregame. That's Audubon versus Don Bosco in the 8-man state championship game. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says he's not surprised with the success that Illinois is enjoying this season. Winners of four straight, the Illini visit Iowa in the final game this season in Kinnick Stadium.
I didn't know when it was going to happen, but my sense was it was going to happen. And, you know, it is happening now. And, you know, I'll go back to when we were getting ready for Wisconsin, looking at that film, like that was not a fluke win. They earned that win the hard way.
Ferentz says the rebuilding efforts of fourth-year coach Lovie Smith are starting to take shape.
Lovie's a tremendous football coach, tremendous human being, and a very accomplished coach. His resume speaks for itself and has had success a lot of different places, but yeah, from my vantage point, outsider looking in, he went there with a plan 4 years ago and stuck with that plan. Their administration believed in the plan. They've stayed the course, and you know, they're really starting to see it pay dividends for him right now.
Iowa's won 5 in a row in the series and 10 of the last 11.
I think one of the first points we made to our football team is this is a totally new Illinois football team. Anything that you know we may remember from the past or see on film from the past really you can kind of discard at this point because they're playing at a really different level right now. A lot of the same faces, but they're playing at a much higher level right now.
Ferentz says senior day is always emotional, and he appreciates the efforts of the seniors who do not see much playing time but stuck it out to be a part of the team.
It gets in your blood, and, you know, it's something that's hard to separate from, and then it's something you really miss or chase kind of the rest of your life because it's really hard to find. At least my experiences in real life, not that I know much about real life, but it's hard to experience on the outside things where the bonds are as close and, you know, the emotions are quite as intense.
We'll have that Iowa-Illinois game Saturday for you here on the radio. That's a 9 a.m. pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. Iowa senior long snapper Jackson Subert is one of the 10 semifinalists for the Patrick Manley Award that's given annually to the best long snapper in college football. Subert handles all the deep snaps for punts, field goals, and extra points. He's a Williamsburg, Iowa native. He's been the long snapper for all of the 23 field goals that Keith Duncan has drilled so far this season for the Hawks. Iowa State will honor 20 seniors on Saturday when the Cyclones host Kansas. ISU coach Matt Campbell says it's a class that had blind faith when he took over the job.
The seniors that are seniors now were redshirt freshmen when we came into this program. There's probably a handful of those guys that they knew nothing about myself or staff. They just went through their freshman year and there was a head coaching change and everything changed. These guys stayed the course. I think that's today's society. That's hard to do.
It's a senior class that Campbell says has been a big part of the turnaround of their program.
The neat thing, all 20 of these guys, they've all played. They've all helped this team be successful. And so, you know, it's a really special group, a group that means a great deal to me and a group that certainly had a huge impact on not only now, but the future of this football program.
Campbell says Kansas has made strides under first-year coach Les Miles. The Jayhawks are 3-7.
Their kids play it with a really high spirit, and, you know, you can just go watch special teams, offense, and defense. There's not an area you say, man, these guys aren't playing hard or these guys aren't investing in what's going on. And so obviously a lot of credit to Coach Miles because I think he's got those guys playing really good football.
That's an 11 o'clock kickoff, Kansas and Iowa State on Saturday also. In college basketball, Solomon Young had 14 points as Iowa State cruised to a 73-45 win over Southern Mississippi last night. Cyclone coach Steve Prohm was happy with the progress they've made on defense.
You know, we changed our ball screen coverage, kind of gone from instead of ice and the flat showing, just trying to figure out what's easiest for our guys not to have to think so much and just be aggressive. It was better in the second half than it was in the first half. Obviously got to continue to become a better rebounding team. And then we got to figure out how to make shots.
The Cyclones won despite making only 5 of 22 from three-point range.
Like I told the guys in the locker room, it's not really even about what plays we're running. It's about four things that make good offense: your pace, your execution, your spacing, and your ball movement. You can run whatever you want. If you do those four things, you'll probably be pretty good.
Iowa State's now 3-1 on the season. Another Big 12 conference games. Kansas State beat Arkansas Pine Bluff 62-51. Kansas over East Tennessee State 75-63. Also, Northern Iowa stayed undefeated with an easy 87-67 win over UT Martin last night. UNI hit 16 three-pointers, including an 8-for-11 night from Trey Burhau, who finished with 36 points. A.J. Green added 14 points and 9 assists, and Austin Fife chipped in 11 points and 11 boards. Isaiah Brown also had 11 points for the Panthers. Also, Missouri Valley Conference play, it was Bradley over Norfolk State, 69-57. Murray State beat Southern Illinois, 79-66. Big Ten teams last night in men's basketball, mostly winners. Penn State beat Bucknell 98-70. Maryland over Fairfield 74-55. Northwestern defeated by Radford 67-56. In top 25 college hoops, number 7 Virginia beat Vermont 61-55. Number 8 Gonzaga beat Texas Arlington 72-66. Number 25 Washington over Maine 72-53. In women's college hoops, sophomore Ashley Jones scored 30 points and hauled down 20 rebounds as the Iowa State women beat Texas Southern 79-59 in a rare midday game.
It just kind of happened, but when you get the opportunity to play in front of all these kids like that, just to come out, they look up to us, so just to come out and play and show them how hard you have to play and compete at this level.
Cyclones improved to 2-1 as they bounced back from a loss at Drake with that win last yesterday. The Iowa Hawkeye women will try to bounce back tonight by hosting Princeton. The Hawkeyes are 2-1 after getting clobbered at Northern Iowa 88-66.
Basically, we have a lot of work to do. But again, that's to be expected this early in the season with as many young players as we're playing. But we want to see growth, and we need to see growth. And you know, that was one game. It's one loss. Doesn't matter how much you lost by, it's still in the loss column.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who says the Hawkeyes will need a lot of improvement against 4-0 Princeton tonight. In baseball news, baseball commissioner Rob Manfred hopes the investigation into sign stealing by the Houston Astros will be completed by next season and says he has broad authority to impose discipline beyond fines, the loss of amateur draft picks, and taking away international signing bonus pool allocation. Oakland pitcher Mike Fiers said that when he was with the Houston Astros in 2017, the Astros stole signs during home games by using a camera positioned in center field. That's according to a report by The Athletic last week. Speaking Tuesday ahead of an owners' meeting, Manfred called the allegation a most serious matter. He said discipline could extend beyond fines and amateur signings. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.